Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7 FM, down to the final week plus of the high school basketball season. Just a few games left for most of our area teams. And we're joined now by Atchison girls coach. That is Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, let's go back to Tuesday night. Kind of a odd situation for your squad going on the road to Highland Park, kind of a short notice switch with Highland Park's gym dealing with a water break or a water line break, and then you got to move the game out to the Topeka West gym. I don't know how much of a difference that was, but kind of an odd switch. Don't see anything like that too often, but when you get in the gym, it doesn't matter. You play the game, but Highland Park was able to get the win. It was a 60-30 final. Highland Park's very solid team. What'd you take away from that game on Tuesday?
You know, it's just, for us, it's the same old story. There's games where we come out and we shoot the ball well, where you just move the ball on offense, play great defense, and then you turn around and we have a game like last night where it just seemed like we turned it over every possession, and defensively we didn't make our rotations. And I give Highland Park all the credit. They came out and they put it to us. They put pressure on us. They really double-teamed Presley, made sure she couldn't get going. And we just weren't able to have anyone else step up.
You guys had a nice little run going, had four straight wins going into that. You obviously want to be playing your best basketball here down the home stretch with a couple games next week, and we'll talk about those in a moment. But it's been very challenging. You know, a lot of games here in the last couple of weeks with the cancellations and the postponements from January, and, you know, that's kind of how it works, but it seems it's maybe a little bit more of a challenge this year with kind of how the weather worked out. How do you feel like your team's kind of navigated, you know, this tough stretch? You know, you look at the schedule, you play on the 2nd, the 5th, the 6th, the 9th, the 10th, mm-hmm. So just a challenge. You don't get a lot of practice time, but you get a lot of games in.
Correct, and that's what the girls, I mean, they want to come play games. Practice is no fun for anyone except for a coach, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
but you know, to come out last week and have four games and battle and go 4-0 in that week was big. I mean, we started off with a win against Highland Park at home last week, and then that was, you know, their first league loss in almost a year and a half. So to come out and get that was huge for us, and that momentum just built for that whole week. You know, we scored 50 points in each game, and that's something we haven't done in a while, just stay on that kind of hot streak offensively. So the girls are picking it up. We're playing good basketball. Last night was just one of those nights.
Well, now you get next week, as you look, or I should say the final two games here in the next week. Friday, a non-league game at LeBec County. They're coming off a loss to number 2 rank in 4A Fort Scott on a last-second shot in their last game on Tuesday, and then you get a final league game with Washington next week on Tuesday. Just a little bit about LeBec County. What's kind of the expectations for that non-league road trip coming up on Friday?
Sure, that's a great test for us getting into sub-state. You know, we're kind of battling for our sub-state standings right now. We want to get it to where we can host a home game there. But that's a good team. I got some film, and they pressure the ball well. They're quick. They score. They play well together. So it's a great test for us to go see where we're at.
Atchison girls basketball coach, that is Nick Rebant, joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Again, coming off the loss to Highland Park Tuesday. Final two games Friday at LeBec County, and then KC Washington on it Tuesday, and then sub-states getting going right after that. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.